Chapter 5. The judge looked at his papers and then at the jury.
"It is now 4 o'clock in the afternoon," he said. "We can begin again in the morning. Please be here at 10 o'clock."
The judge stood up and left the courtroom. The jury left too, and the police took Sarah and Hassan back to the prison. Anna looked at Stephen. "Well, young man," she said, "what can we do now? We have 16 hours before tomorrow morning."
"I don't know," Stephen said.
He looked at her for a minute. Then he looked away, over her head, at the front of the court.
"I'm sure Hassan knew about the heroin," he said. "He put it in her bag. I'm sure he did. Sarah is innocent, but he isn't."
Mr. Cheng came and stood with them.
"She's innocent," Stephen said again, "but Hassan's going to die."
Mr. Cheng looked at Stephen carefully. "Perhaps," he said slowly, "but did you listen to Hassan in court? He said, 'Sarah did not buy the toothpaste. It was my toothpaste.' Now, why did he say that? It was not an easy thing to say, you know. What is the jury going to think about it?"
"It doesn't matter," Stephen said angrily, "because it wasn't toothpaste, and he didn't buy it in a shop. He made those tubes because he wanted to sell the heroin. And he's going to die. That's the law in this country."
Anna looked at Stephen and said nothing. "He's very angry," she thought. "His face is red, and he's talking very quickly. Does he want to kill Hassan? And what's the matter with his eyes?" Mr. Cheng watched Stephen too. "But who made that telephone call? It's important, and I want to know," he said. "I'm going to ask the police now. Would you like to come with me, Mrs. Harland?"
"Yes, of course," Anna said. "Stephen, are you coming?"
"Yes. No. Stephen said. "I'm going to meet a man. I think he can help us."
"All right," Anna said. "But when can I meet you? I need to talk to you about Hassan. Can I come to your hotel tonight?"
No, not tonight,"
Stephen said quickly. His face was now white, and he looked tired and ill. His hands and body moved all the time.
"Come to my hotel tomorrow morning. Bye."
He walked quickly out of the courtroom. Anna and Mr. Cheng watched him. Inspector Aziz was near the door, and he watched Stephen too.